This audio clip explores argumentative texture and patterns in 1 Corinthians 3. It is related to exploring the texture of texts, pages 21 through 29. It is best to have a text of 1 Corinthians 3 in front of you as you hear it, though it's not absolutely essential. My comments are based on the New Revised Standard Version of the text. My statements here presuppose that you have already listened to the discussion of argumentative texture in the other clip. First, we will look at verses 1 through 11 in 1 Corinthians 3. One notices right away the appearance of words like not, but, and for in the text, which show that the text is highly argumentative. Immediately, Paul says, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of flesh. This not, but is a use of negative and adversative to start clarifying immediately. And he continues this way in verse 2 with not solid food, not ready. Even now you are not ready. So he uses negatives to clarify and sharpen and present alternatives. In the context of this, he begins to introduce rationales, reasons for asserting the things that he does. In verse 3, he says, for you are still of the flesh. Already in verse 2, he had said, for you are not ready. In verse 3, he continues, for as long as there is jealousy, etc., etc. Verse 4, for when one says. This use of for, not, but continues down through verse 11. In the midst of it, a person also sees some conclusions. An interesting thing appears already in verse 1. Paul's discussion in chapter 3 is a conclusion to things he's discussed previously. Thus, verse 1 itself begins, and so, brothers and sisters. In other words, the entire chapter 3 is a conclusion to previous discussion, which itself has been argumentative. Then in verse 7, Paul again draws a conclusion, so neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives growth. This will move down to verse 21 at the end of the chapter, where Paul again uses the word so. So let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours. In the context of the conclusions, he will regularly continue to use the word for. He presents reasons for his conclusions as well as reasons for earlier statements he may have made. The presence of these terms for, but, not, and so are very characteristic of wisdom discourse and of what I call early Christian wisdom rhetorolect, the particular rhetorical dialect that Christians spoke in the Mediterranean world. So 1 Corinthians 3 overall is dominated by wisdom rhetorolect. Paul is trying to talk to the Corinthians in such a way that he reasons with them, that he persuades them through argument, that he communicates to them basic wisdom about what it means to be Christian and what it means to act as a Christian. It is noticeable that the pattern of argumentation shifts decisively in verse 12. In verse 12, Paul introduces the term if, and his if statement presupposes a second statement that is a conclusion in the form of if then. It's interesting that New Revised Standard Version doesn't put in then because the Greek does not have the word then. But a series of ifs begin in verse 12 that continue in verse 14, 15, 17, and 18. The if coincides with a shift from wisdom rhetorolect to apocalyptic rhetorolect, the Christian rhetorical dialect of apocalyptic. So in verse 12, Paul begins talking in terms of what will happen in the future if a person has done such and such a thing. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, he says in verse 12, then, verse 13, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it. Paul continues this if with a presupposed then conclusion in verse 14. If what has been built on the foundation survives, verse 15, if the work is burned up, and this continues in 17. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. This if-then pattern, which introduces conditional statements about the future, is a pattern of argumentation that coincides with apocalyptic argumentation. Thus, there is a shift in 1 Corinthians 3 from the very basic argumentative patterns of wisdom discourse, arguing not for, because, so, to apocalyptic argumentation about the future, which shifts to if you do this, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. Thus, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, there is a basic shift in the argumentative texture of the discourse from the natural patterns of wisdom rhetorolect in the first 11 verses, using not, for, and so, to if-then clauses in verses 12 through 18, which talk conditionally about the future and are part of an apocalyptic way of talking about the world. The concluding verses in 19 through 23 return once again to the basic argumentative pattern of wisdom rhetorolect. Thus Paul begins the chapter and ends the chapter with wisdom argumentation. But in the midst of that wisdom argumentation, in verses 12 through 18, he decisively introduces apocalyptic argumentation using the structure of if, then, also supported by reasons where he will say, for this will happen if you do not do such and such.